Get ready to get your nerd on.
Kick the week off right with games, gadgets, and general geekery from the ladies of the Electric Sisterhood.
On Tuesdays, get your pop culture news and reviews with a pure Bostonian perspective on the Boston Bastard Brigade.
Geek Aggro is coming at you on Wednesdays to fill what's left of your cerebral cortex with the hottest beats to get you on your feet.
Then on Thursdays, you have me, Phil the Issues Guy, presenting the Live Issues program.
It's going down each week. Only in the land of Ash, nerdcore at its finest.
And now, the Boston Bastard Brigade, on Mystery Inc. and Psychological Productions proudly present No Borders, No Race, The World's J-Pop and Alternative Hotspot.
Konnichiwa, my bastards and wenches, and welcome to another episode of No Borders, No Race. King Baby Duck here. I know a lot of you out there have just started their next semester of college, or in some cases, your very first. It's tough to get back into the swing of things after the lengthy summer break, but just remember that you'll be reunited with old friends and colleagues that you haven't seen all last season, so keep that in perspective. For those of you who are just starting college, I know it's quite the lengthy road to drive on, but I cannot stress the fact that the best college experience is one that has you getting involved with groups and clubs. Back in my days at Salem State, I was involved with WMWM Salem, the Anime Club, the Japanese Student Association, even lent a hand to my friends in the Asian Student Association and Gay Straight Alliance. I know that the more involved you are, the better the time you'll have at your college or university. Plus, who knows, like being in a club can lead to something you do in the future. Like, I had no idea that being at WMWM Salem would lead me to working with Electric Sisterhood and doing this show as a podcast. Seriously, I really didn't know that that would happen to me. So, please, do yourself a favor and join a club. You'll make a lot of friends as well as build a pathway to a better future. Just don't get too involved that you neglect your studies. Otherwise, not only will you lose your club privileges, but you might be forced out of college entirely. And trust me, that would suck. That actually happened to someone over at WMWM Salem, the former program director back when I was starting out. He was neglecting his studies, and because of that, he was out of there. So don't let that happen to you. So why don't we get things started? Remember, if you'd like to purchase any of these artist stuffs, you can find their music on Amazon.com, CDJapan.co.jp, their official websites, Bandcamp, and sometimes, if you're lucky, even your local record store. And why don't we start things off with some Chet Monchi from their 2009 album, Kokuhaku. This is Kaze Fukeba Koi.
Thank you. de Facebook Las Nuits, sauf qu'ils se faisant des papiers, qui donc nous libérons les gènes un peu, et nous tournent les papiers, et se libérons les violences.
Nakano, what dance is love. Kind of sounds like an old school sci-fi video game boss battle song. It's really cool. Well, initially I was going to do another edition of Let's All Bash Xbox One, even though most of us are going to totally buy it. But for once, some really cool stuff was revealed. First, let's get to the bad part. Microsoft Xbox spokesperson Major Nelson reports that the Xbox One will not initially recognize external hard drives. That means for I don't know how long, the only space you will have on you for the Xbox One will be that under 500 gigabyte drive that's in the console. And when I say under 500 gigabyte, I say that because there is going to be some space that's going to be taken up already by the programs that are already on the Xbox One. With the fact that you'll have to install a good chunk of each disc-based game onto the Xbox One, you're going to see a massive drop in free space. Let's say, hypothetically, that each Xbox One title comes to around 20 gigabytes, and in order to play the game, you'll need to install roughly 17 gigabytes onto the hard drive. At the end of the day, that's around 29 titles, which is still a lot of games for a first-year run. However, after you factor in downloadable titles, apps, DLC, music, and other goodies, you're probably looking at around 20 disc-based games you can only play on your console. But, again, this is just for the first run, and 20 games, disc space, is a lot. I know there are going to be a lot of people out there that are going to be buying a lot more than that, but I would say maybe the 50-50 majority, they're probably going to be buying, renting. Thankfully, you can still rent because initially you couldn't do that with the Xbox One, but they changed their mind on that, so yay for that. Now for some good shit Microsoft is pulling. It was announced that the Xbox One will be able to read 8 controllers at the same time, which means it's possible for 8 player in-room co-op, which is cool, but I don't really think there's a TV big enough that will support 8 player split screen. Actually, now that I think about it, there's that huge TV at Paul's TV at Jordan's Furniture. That'd be perfect, but where the fuck would you fit a TV that big? Perhaps we need to hear more about how 8-player co-op in-room would work before we judge it, even though it does still sound a little disastrous. In other really cool news, the senior company director, Albert Dinello, announced that backwards compatibility will still be possible via Microsoft's Azure Cloud Server, which is similar to PS4's Gaikai Cloud System. While some of us would like to still be able to bring over our games that we already own onto the Xbox One from the Xbox 360, I guess it's a far better alternative than having no sort of backwards compatibility at all. I mean, maybe they can find a way to, like, take all your saved data from the Xbox 360 and move it onto the Xbox One, and then be able to play the cloud versions of those games with your saved data. Hopefully they can enlighten us a little bit more with that. So there is a bit of good news coming from the Microsoft camp, but right now the bad still outweighs the good. However, that bad is losing its weight little by little by all the good shit that the dudes at Microsoft are trying to make happen. They fucked up, they heard everyone screaming bloody murder about the issues, and they're trying to do everything they can to assure gamers that in the end, all will be fine. So, I guess we'll have to wait until November 22nd to see how it'll all pan out. I won't be getting it day one because I can't afford it at the moment, but I'll be keeping a watchful eye on those who do. So here's one of our local rapper friends, Danny Phantom, with a track from his Going Ghost mixtape, featuring a great Nujabes sample, This Is Reflections.
Yeah. Let's get it. Phantom, and here it is, I'ma hit the beat, lax, relax, speak fast on the track, I will not. Looking down, you dudes, just like a hilltop, and when I clown you fools, I leave you shell-shocked, like it's something out of TMNT. You shredders think you're better, but you're lesser next to me. Yup, and these lessons you get for free, but if you wanna fall splinter, then you need the cheddar cheese. And if you didn't get it, I'm a ninja, sharper than a Jagger Jack, slicker than a Grimmjow. Beastin' on the track, watch out, you might get bit up. And while I'm at it, I guess I'll break out the tip cup.
Come on,
cause I'll be working in the streets. And I don't do it for the money, I just love these freaking beats.
All you little children,
you should take your freaking seats.
Why don't you get your fitted bag,
cause the teacher's about to speak.
Kimi no suki na uta o kurikaeru. 다시 꽂힐 수 있습니다. 가을이 빛이 話す声のトーン視線の先他の誰かと交わす言葉さえ些細な君の仕草が僕を惑わせる君の気持ちが同じように答えがここでありますようにきっとずっと待った奇跡を起こりなら今ここで好きだよと今日も言えないまま一緒にいたのにすぐに会いたくて君の好きな歌を繰り返し口ずさんだ帰り道偶然触れたて君の体温さえ愛しくて僕の全てを受け入れてくれる気がした出会えたことで気づけたことが僕を変えてゆく今まで以上にもう二度と人を愛さないと前の恋でうつむいていた僕ももう一度誰かのために生きたいと思えたこの気持ちを伝えに行くよ どこにいても何を知ってる時も君のことが頭から離れない教えてくれた届かぬ辛さ恋の切なさ愛する喜びを染まる顔も受話器越しの声も人混みが苦手な小さな体悪い癖も君にしかないもので輝いてる全てが We're lonely 僕の中で君を思うことが明日を生きる力に変わってくもし向き合えたなら同じ歩幅で信じ合える道を歩いて行こうこんなにも君を思うだけで苦しくて愛しさ募る気持ち会いたくて君の好きな歌を繰り返し口ずさんだ帰り道
Overworld with Kimi no Suki na Uta from their album Bug Right. They just released a new song that is currently being used as the opening for the new Space Battleship Yamato 2199 anime. I've yet to check it out, but it's on my to-do list! So, Mega Man creator Keiji Inafune scored a major victory on Kickstarter when he raised the first goal funds for his upcoming game Mighty No. 9, a title that borrows heavily from the Blue Bomber's gameplay mechanics. Actually, I wouldn't be surprised if Mighty No. 9 was the initial idea for Mega Man 11. Anyways, the real shocker for Inafune and his company Concept was the fact that they raised the cash in under 48 hours. And with the initial timeline being 30 days to raise the funds, you can seriously bet that they will raise the amount needed for console ports and just about all of the other goodies that they're working on. In fact, as of this recording right now, they've raised enough to make the documentary of the making of this video game. So we'll have to really look forward to that. And right now they're working their way towards getting the console ports for Xbox 360, PS3, and Wii U. As of yet, they haven't announced yet about PS4 or Xbox One, but they know that people are interested in the game if it comes out for that. I've been a really huge supporter of video games reaching out to Kickstarter for the funding, as it's probably the only way these games are going to be made with the creative freedom that most game companies no longer give to their developers. Earlier in the summer, I gave my support to Armacrog, a new stop-motion game from the creators of Earthworm Jim and the Neverhood. Had they gone to an actual company to pitch this game, odds are they would never have been greenlit. So going to Kickstarter was probably the only way they would have been able to reach their funds. So it took almost 30 days, but not only did they reach their goal, but they also got to their first tier that gave us the Wii U version, and that's the one I actually checked off for when the game comes out sometime next year. Of course, not every Kickstarter is successful. Precursor Games has, on many occasions this year, tried to gain the support of Kickstarter and other crowd-funded sites to create Shadow of the Eternals, a pseudo-sequel to the GameCube classic Eternal Darkness. Unfortunately, they were never able to reach their goals, which now puts their hard work and effort into limbo. It's a real shame because I know a lot of people are really wanting to see a sequel to Eternal Darkness, but from what I've heard, it doesn't really have that feel of craziness that the previous game had. I mean, who can forget when the game tricked it into thinking it was erasing all of your saved data? I think that'd be quite tricky to pull off on these current-gen consoles and PC, as no one really uses memory cards anymore. Actually, no one uses them. No, not ever. Hopefully we'll see a whole lot more games come out of the woodwork thanks to the support of fans and people via the crowdsource method. I know some people can be against it, but they should know that those who plop down like $20 on the game will automatically get it most of the time. So it's like putting down a pre-order for something unique to play if you think about it. So please, if you see a game or just about anything on Kickstarter that you support with all of your heart, please, do yourself a favor and put down a few bucks towards it. I mean, who knows? That few extra bucks might just be what was needed to make that product just a tad better than they imagined. In fact, this past week, I supported WayForward's new Shantae project, and as of now, it hasn't reached its goal, so go and make that one a reality as well. Coming up next, we've got the Moai with a spaghetti western kind of track. This is Harlem Solidity.
ループで時間は巡る歪んだフロアに転がるボトル敵も味方も善も悪も紙一重のゲーム憧れなんてバカは言うなよママのところへ帰りなよ I don't care if you go away I don't care if you go away Go away I don't care if you go away
That was Inside Neon with Radical Citizens from their 2012 album, If You're Not With Us, Then You're Against Us. They're a pretty good band with an 80s metals vibe to their sound, featuring musicians from the UK and Japan. It was a sad day in the anime world when Hayao Miyazaki announced that his latest film, The Wind Rises, will be his last as a director. For over 40 years, Miyazaki has crafted some of the most memorable films in animation's history, as well as taken home of some of the most influential television series in anime. I was first introduced to Miyazaki when I went to my local theater to see Princess Mononoke back in 1999, and since that time I have been hypnotized by what the man has created, from the aviator antics of Porco Rosso to the beauty and surreal characters of Spirited Away. There has never been a film made by him that hasn't dazzled, at least visually. Granted, like, Ponyo wasn't as memorable as his last films, but it was still a great movie all in all. And I'm really looking forward to seeing The Wind Rises when Disney releases it next year. I hear it's not as magical as most of his other films, but it's a subject matter that's near and dear to Miyazaki's heart, so I know it's going to be great. Plus, as of this recording, it's been number one in the Japanese box office for, like, millions of weeks. Not millions of weeks, like, maybe the last 6 to 7 weeks. So, you know it's popular for a very good reason. It's weird. The day before he announced his retirement, I had gotten the first season of Lupin the Third, which he co-directed with his friend and future Studio Ghibli co-founder Isao Takahata. It's a great series, by the way, and it even gives you a tiny glimpse of what to expect in Miyazaki later in his career. Now, at his press conference, he said that while he is retiring from directing, he's not going to, quote, take it easy, end quote, as it were. Rather, he'll still be doing other things that he's always wanted to do. Now, I imagine he'll be traveling the world, doing a little sightseeing, help maybe even learn a new foreign language just for the hell of it. But if he isn't resting, who knows what he'll actually be doing? He's stepping down as a director, but that doesn't mean he's done telling stories. He might still pen screenplays and come up with film premises, so a part of me thinks he won't be gone from anime totally. As for who should take his place as anime director supreme, well, if you listened to the show last week, you can probably place your bets as to who that person is. Here's an old favorite of mine from 1998's Drop the Gun. This is 54 Nude Honeys with One-Eyed Bat.
Funny and fun.
pop-punk rockers Nicotine with L.A. from their album In Punk We Trust. For those living in the Shibuya area, you can check them out at the Shibuya Chelsea Hotel on September 21st. For more information, visit skyrecords.net/nicotine. I know we're predominantly an American show, but I figured if some of you are listening and are going to be visiting Japan during those couple weeks or so, there'd be a good show to check out if you're in the area. So the trailer for the new Shinichiro Watanabe anime Space Dandy hit the web the other day, and after watching it, all I can say is it's about damn time. I'm a huge fan of Watanabe, and his work on Cowboy Bebop and Samurai Champloo has cemented himself as the Quentin Tarantino of anime. However, I've always enjoyed the more funnier episodes in those series, like when Spike Spiegel takes on an evil fridge monster, or when Mugen sets a huge field of weed on fire and makes everyone get high. That's why I'm so excited to hear that Watanabe is going to go full-on comedy with this series, as he's as good as showing his more funnier chops as he is with this series. The trailer shows what kind of anime we may be getting ourselves into, and I admit, it's a wee bit breasty, if you want to say that. But Watanabe wouldn't put fan service in there just for the sake of fan service. There is always a rhyme and reason to just about everything he's done. And I love the characters that have been so far revealed. There's one that does intrigue me, though, because it's very familiar. Like a very familiar kind of character. And that one is Meow, the space cat. And here's what some of his bio says, his official bio. Meow is a dimwit alien. Contrary to expectations, he's not a genetically advanced cat, but he's actually an alien that lives on the star Betelgeuse. Meow is very carefree, as if he were raised with no constraints. Now, I don't know about you, but that sounds a little bit like the character Cat from Red Dwarf. Both are dimwits, carefree, and they're cats from space. Yes, I know Cat is a humanoid evolved from Lister's pet, but it's still a fucking space cat. There's also the mention of the star Betelgeuse, which I know is a real star, but British comedy aficionados will also recognize that name from Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, as that is the home of Arthur Dent's alien pal, Fort Prefect. I wonder if Watanabe may be taking some inspiration from some of these English counterparts. I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, after all, I've always likened Cowboy Bebop to a Clint Eastwood film in space. But anyways, I'm very excited about Space Dandy, and I am looking forward to seeing it when it premieres in January. Last year, Ben Folds 5 came back together full-time and cut an album so good that it made it to number 12 on my top albums of 2012 list. From that album, The Sounds of the Life of the Mind is a tune with some of the best advice you can get in the song. Here's Draw a Crowd.
I ordered something, it took a while. This morning something was on my doorstep. What's this I'm holding? Time capsule order, 'cause I'm a brand new man, and I don't think I want it. I don't think I want it. A row of flags hanging behind me, a garden of mics and crashes and photo flashes blinding.
So smooth you can hear the beer.
Three times as poetry. So smooth you can hear the beer.
Ah. Oh.
I'm just saying. I'm just saying. Why they saying that? I'm just saying. Glenn, anyway, do what I'm saying.
Thank you.
Toddle with In a Balloon from the album Don Praise the World. A little trivia for you, lead guitarist and vocalist of Toddle, Hisako Tabuchi, was once a guitarist for Number Girl before moving on to her new full-time gig as guitarist for one of my favorite bands, Bloodthirsty Butchers. So, she's got quite a lot on her plate. Recently, I've been on a bad cartoon movie binge, ranging from heavy metal and American pop to Wizards and Fritz the Cat, but one film I came across recently that was quite interesting was called Rock and Rule. It came out in the early 80s and was one of those cartoon movies where the soundtrack got the headliner rather than the actors. Now, Rock and Rule is a pretty bad movie, and I mean bad as in terrible. The protagonists aren't very likable and kind of weak. The story sort of goes everywhere, and any real attempt of humor in it just falls completely flat. What they did do right, however, was the villain, the rock star known as Mock. This is the type of bad guy you just can't help but fall in love with. Every time you see him in this film, you just can't help but be hypnotized by what he does. I love it when he, I believe the quote is, "Evil spelled backwards is live, and we all want to live." No, Mock is a total badass, but how big of a badass is he? Well, when it came time to give him some songs to sing, two people were brought in to work his vocal cords. Lou Reed and Iggy Pop. And you can't go more badass than that, honestly. If you don't believe me, YouTube Lou Reed, My Name is Mock. And I think you'll get a kick out of the song. You know, I think the dudes who wrote this film spent so much time on creating Mock that they forgot the rest of the characters. It's the only real explanation. And it's a shame because Mock is such a great villain. And this character alone is reason enough to sit through the really shitty parts and watch our antagonist work his magic during the good parts. You can find the full film on YouTube too, so if you've got 70 minutes to kill, well, it won't kill you in return. And one more piece of interesting trivia. Outside of America, Rock and Rule was known as Ring of Power. And it's odd because there's no fucking ring in it. This is why you stick to the original title in some cases. Here's a song for some of you technophiles out there. From their single, Triatomic, here's Supernova with Rock Generation.
Actuation, a new actor. Without any music, we got got no intent to migrate to the lost generation. Now, in front, you know, we lost generation. Now, in front, you know, we lost generation.
King of Geek Rock, that was Jonathan Colton with Dissolved from his fantastic album Artificial Heart. While he may always be the Portal song dude, he's still one of the world's most underrated songwriters. Well, That about wraps up this week's episode of No Borders, No Race. Remember, for recent news, reviews, videos, and podcast episodes featuring members of the Boston Bastard Brigade, you can find us at www.b3crew.com. If you have any questions, comments, requests, you can write to us at thebastards@bostonbastardbrigade.com. I'm on Twitter at king_baby_duck. We are on Facebook at facebook.com/bostonbastardbrigade. And we are also on Tumblr at b3crew.tumblr.com. Also, don't forget the other shows under the Land of Ash: Electric Sisterhood, Geek Aggro, and the Issues Program. Please check out those shows. They are all fantastic. Ninja Sister, Pandalicious, and I will be at the Boston Festival of Indie Games this Saturday, September 14th, from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. at the MIT Stratton Student Center and Johnson Athletic Center. It's a free event, so come on down and check the latest games from some future rising stars of the industry. It's going to be a lot of fun. Trust me, it's a great event. I had so much fun last year and have been looking forward to doing it again this year. We're going to end things off with something a little bit trippy. It's a sound that would fit well with montages from the 1980s. Here's LLLL with a song from their self-titled debut EP. Here's Because of My Eyes. And until next time, this is King Baby Duck, reminding you that you don't have to be from Boston to be a bastard, but it sure helps.